为你的大爱，为你那永远的爱，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you for the strength of your love and your enduring love.
哦，主，我们为你的爱是何等的持久啊！我们感谢你。
We want to be filled up to all the fullness of the love of God.
哦，我们愿意被哦神哦那哦丰满的爱充满。
And so we gather around your precious word this morning.
主，我们今天早晨就聚集在你话语的跟前。
And pray that your Holy Spirit will bring us more deeply into the love of God.
哦，愿意你的圣灵把我们更深的带进你的爱。
We thank you for this precious time of fellowship together.
谢谢主为我们这样子交通的时间。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Forgive me, brothers and sisters, I have to sit this way today. I have some problem with dizziness these days.
我希望大家可以原谅我今天需要坐在椅子上，因为我最近有一些昏眩的问题。
Besides that, I'm dizzy with love today.
而且我的心也被爱被冲击，也被昏眩。
Today is my anniversary.
今天是我的结婚纪念日。
So, 62 years.
62年。
And that also makes me dizzy.
让我觉得昏眩。
Almost a year now, our theme has been the love of God.
我们已经接近一年左右，我们的主题是神的爱。
I think we began after Harvey Cedars at the end of October on this theme.
我记得去年我们就是在 Harvey Cedars 特会之后，我们开始这个主题的。
But of course, it's impossible.For us to, with pen, describe everything regarding the love of God.
我们是不可能用笔写出来一切关于神爱的事。
The whole Bible is a story of the love of God.
整本圣经都是在讲关于神的爱。
The very creation of man is a testament to the love of God.
就人本身的创造，也就是发表了神的爱。
You know, in the Old Testament, the love of God can be seen everywhere.
在旧约里头，神的爱我们到处都可以见到。
You know, in many churches today, children learn the Lord's Prayer together.
在许多教会里头，孩童们他们学习主的祷告。
Among the Jews, the children learned Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5.
在犹太人当中，他们的孩子学习生命记的第六章第五节。
Hear ye, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord with all your heart, and all your mind, and all your strength.
在生命记第六章第五节，你要尽心尽性，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
You know, in many churches today, all around the world, in many languages, people sing Amazing Grace. That's our special song.
你知道在全世界各地许多教会里头都会唱奇异恩典，这真是我们的歌。
I remember being in Kathmandu, Nepal.
我还记得我在尼泊尔的 Kathmandu 这个地方。
And I was with a church of people who were lepers. They didn't have hands or didn't have feet.
我跟一群那些有麻风病人在一起，他们没有手没有脚。
And they sang in their native language, Amazing Grace.
然后他们用他们当地的言语来唱奇异恩典。
But even from the Old Testament days, they had a theme song too.
从旧约里头，他们也有一个主题的歌。
A special chorus that everybody sang.
一个特殊的歌是每一个人都会唱的。
Do you know what that chorus was?
你知道那个歌是什么吗？
David wrote it.
是大卫写的。
But everybody sang it.
每一个人都唱。
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever.
你们要称颂耶和华，他的爱直到永远。
So the love of God has been our theme.
所以我们的主题是神的爱。
But perhaps in the coming days, we're going to move to another theme as the Spirit leads us.
或许我们即将来的时间，我们会换到另外一个主题，圣灵会带领。
But before we do, I'd like to speak one more time on the love of God.
可是我们在换主题之前，我还是愿意分享一次神的爱。
For those of you who've been with us, you know that our theme verse comes from Jeremiah 31, verse 3, which we'll read together.
大家知道我们的主题是从耶利米书的31章，我们一起读。
Isaiah the prophet had received the word from God.
以赛亚这个先知他从神领受话语。
And he's speaking a prophecy about what will happen after the children of Israel go into exile.
他在说那些以色列民他们被掳之后他们要发生的事。
Isaiah is speaking for the Lord. Isaiah is speaking for the Lord.
以赛亚他在为神说话。
Sorry, Jeremiah is speaking for the Lord.
耶利米他为神说话。
And he is saying,
他在说,
I know you are going into exile.
我知道你要被受,你要被掳。
But God has good plans for you.
可是神对你的计划是美好的。
Because his love is everlasting.
因为他的爱是永远的爱。
So we come to verse 3.
我们来到第三节。
It says, the Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness.
古时耶和华向以色列显现说我以永远的爱爱你因此我以慈爱吸引你。
The Lord always loves his children.
神他永远的爱他的子民。
For the last year, whenever I spoke on the love of God, I always spoke from John chapter 13, and I'd like to again say some final words.
我们在分享神的爱的时候，我用的是约翰福音第十三章，我现在也要引用。
John has a special message for us about the love of God.
约翰对我们对神的爱有一个特别的信息。
What was John's nickname?
约翰他的小名是什么呢？
Well, when he was 25 years old, his nickname was the Sons of Thunder.
25 years old.
Young guy.
他年轻的时候,他的小名是雷子。
Because he was so full of zeal, you know?
因为他蛮有热心。
But his nickname was the disciple whom Jesus loved.
可是他的小名却是那主爱的那门徒。
He was the one who put his head on Jesus' chest during the Last Supper.
他是那位在最后晚餐的时候他把他的头靠在耶稣的胸膛上。
And so John tells us in chapter 13, beginning verse 1.
所以约翰在第十三章第一节说,
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And then verses 3-5.
第三到第五节。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
He got up from supper and laid aside his garments and taking a towel, he girded himself and then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
就离席站起来脱了衣服拿一条手巾束腰随后把水倒在盆里就洗门徒的脚并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
Now John wants to reveal to us one more thing about love, which I hope to share with you today.
约翰愿意让我们看见关于神的爱，我也希望今天可以分享。
And this is the secret.
这就是那个秘密。
Love is a cross.
就是爱乃是一个十字架。
God's love was God's cross.
神的爱就是神的十字架。
We cannot love
我们不能够爱
unless we take up a cross.
除非我们也背起十字架。
You see, behind the creation of man, when God created man, he knew that man would sin.
当神造人的时候他知道人会犯罪。
But we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
可是我们知道神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
And even in this famous verse, we see hidden the cross of love.
甚至在这一个很有名的经节里头我们看到了这个十字架是隐藏的。
It's hidden for us in one little word.
哦，它隐藏在一个很小的一句话里。
So，
就是那中文是神爱世。
What does that mean? God so loved.
什么叫做神何等的爱世人
？That means that His love was so strong. He knew there was a price He must pay.
哦，他的爱是何等的强大啊！他需要付一个代价。
And again, we find it here hidden in this verse in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3.
在耶利米书第31章第3节。
It says, regarding the length of his love, God has loved you with an everlasting love.
他说,我以永远的爱爱你。
But the cross is hid in the simple word, therefore.
可是十字架却是隐藏在那个字就是因此。
Because God has loved with an everlasting love.
因为神用他永远的爱爱我们。
Beside the idolatry of the children of Israel.
纵使以色列人民他们拜偶像。
And even though they sinned against God.
他们也向神犯罪。
Therefore, I am drawing you with my love.
因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Do you see the sacrifice of God? In his love.
你有没有在神的爱里头看见他的牺牲?
We know that when Jesus went into the waters of baptism, that baptism represents the fact that he was preparing himself to die for our sake.
当耶稣他走到他受浸的水里头的时候,他已经预备好要为我们的罪死。
We talk about the love.
我们讲到爱的时候,
but there's always in God's love.Across.
可是在神的爱里头一直是有一个十字架。
Now we, especially here in America, like to talk about love like, oh, I love people, I love Chinese food, I love everything.
我们在美国我们很喜欢说、oh, 我爱这个我爱吃中国食物。
And that means I'm attracted to something.
这表示我是被一个事情吸引。
I like something.
我喜欢一件东西。
I want something.
我想要一个东西。
This is a getting kind of love.
这是好像要取得的一种爱。
But that's not the agape of God.
可是这不是神的 agape 或神的爱。
The agape of God is a giving love.
神的 agape 的爱是一个给予的爱。
A self-giving love.
是一个自己给予的爱。
Now, how many of you know it's easier to get love than to give love?
有多少人知道是给爱容易给予爱容易还是接受爱容易
And the reason it's easier is because to give love, there is a cross of self-denial.
给予爱比较困难因为那里有一个十字架的关系。
Now why does John relate the events of chapter 13?
约翰如何说到13章的事
Now, in all four Gospels, we see this Last Supper.
在四个福音书里头，我们都看见这最后的晚餐。
And we know it is symbolic of what would happen within 12 hours when Jesus would hang upon the cross.
我们知道这个代表了在12小时之内，主耶稣就会挂在十字架上。
And as was testified this morning as we worshiped together, the greatest act of love that was ever given was when Jesus died upon the cross for us.
就像我们早晨擘饼的时候我们见证的最大的爱就是表现在主耶稣为我们在十字架上受死。
But John mentions some things here in this chapter, which the other gospel writers don't mention.
可是约翰在这里提到了一些别的福音书的作者没有提到的。
He says, he talks about how much God loved, Jesus loved his disciples.
他提到了主耶稣何等的爱他的门徒。
Now, if you'll notice in Matthew, Mark, and in Luke, I don't think there's anywhere where it really says Jesus loved his disciple.
你如果看马太、马可跟路加的话，没有什么地方提到说主耶稣他爱他的门徒。
But of course, we can see he loved his disciples.
我们当然知道他爱他的门徒。
You know, back in the old days, like when I was young.
你知道在以前，就是我年轻的时候。
You didn't have to say to people all the time, I love you. You didn't have to say, yeah, I love you kids. I love you mom. I love your wife. I love your husband. You didn't have to say that.
你不需要说哦，孩子我爱你，或者是太太我爱你，先生我爱你。
Because you showed your love.
因为你就表达了你的爱。
But today, people say, I love you all the time, when they don't mean it.
可是现在到处人都说我爱你，其实他们并没有那个意思。
Because today is a day of many words and little action.
因为如今是许多话语，可是却没有行动的时候。
Now, it says that Jesus, knowing he was going back to the Father, he loved his disciples, and he loved them to the end.
这里说主耶稣他要知道他要回到父神那里，他就爱他的门徒，爱他们到底。
Now, we know what the end was. That's when he went to Calvary.
我们知道那个到底是哪里，就是他去了加略山。
But John is talking about something else as well.
可是约翰还要再讲另外的事。
He wants this to show us that Jesus' love was not only shown when he died on the cross.
他让我们看见主耶稣的爱不单单只是他死在十字架上的时候。
But that Jesus loved his disciples when he washed their feet.
就是当主耶稣他洗他门徒的脚的时候，他就表示他爱他们。
John wants us to remember this moment of the Last Supper.
约翰要我们记得这个最后晚餐的时刻。
And it's very interesting how he puts this story.
很有意思他这样子说。
And when you read John chapter 13, verses 3, 4, and 5,
你读约翰福音13章3到5节。
Let's listen to it together.
我们一起来听。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he had come forth from God and was going back to God,
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Now John changes something in the Greek, which I'd like to tell you about.
约翰他在希腊文里头有一些转变，我希望可以分享。
Now for us to, when this gospel was written,
当这个福音书写的时候
，in the English translation, it says.He got up from supper, he laid aside his garments, and he poured water into the basin.
这个他说他离席站起来脱了衣服然后把水倒在盆里。
Now there's an English version that actually has a little more accuracy to it, and so they put a little asterisk by the verbs at this point.
可是有一些英文版本它比较准确。他就在这里有一个动词的一个特别。
And the reason he puts these little marks here before the verbs is this. John changes the tense to bring us right into the scene.
就是约翰把那个动词的那个改变了让我们把我们带进这样子的行动里头。
Suddenly John changes the Greek and says,So Jesus gets up from supper and lays aside his garments and takes a towel and girds himself and pours water into the basin. Now he's bringing us into the present tense as if we could see Jesus doing it right before us.
所以约翰就把这一个现代式的这个动词把它带进让我们带进这个行动说耶稣离席站起来脱了衣服拿一条手巾束腰
Now, why is he doing that?
为什么他这样做呢?
Because he wants us to see how much Jesus loved his disciples.
因为他让我们看见耶稣何等爱他的门徒。
But there's something more that he wants us to see about this love.
可是他希望我们看见更多关于这个爱。
What precedes the cross?
在十字架之前还有一个什么呢?
What precedes taking up the cross?
在背起十字架之前还有一个什么呢?
That's what I want to talk about this morning.
这就是我今天早上需要分享的。
Denying self.
就是舍己。
You cannot take up the cross and love someone unless you first deny yourself.
如果你没有先舍己的话,你不可能背起十字架去爱一个人。
Now just think for a moment what Jesus was going through.
你稍微思想一下主耶稣所经过的。
You know, his heart was troubled because he knew in a few hours he was going to the cross.
你知道他的心忧虑因为再过几个小时他要上十字架。
And 1 hour after this point in John, Jesus falls on the ground in the Garden of Gethsemane and sweats drops of blood and cries out to God.
再过一个小时他就会在克西马尼园里头跪着祷告他的汗如血滴流出来。
All this was in Jesus' heart.
这一切都在耶稣的心里。
Do you know also during the Last Supper, we discover in Luke that an argument broke out among the disciples about who was to be the greatest.
我们在路加福音里头也看见门徒里面起了争论，说谁是最大。
You know that Jesus was angered by this pride.
你知道耶稣他因着这样子的骄傲他就、啊、生气。
And then there was Judas, the betrayer, sitting right before Jesus, hiding the fact that the devil had already entered in his heart. But Jesus could see the devil in Judas.
然后有犹大就是那个背叛者他坐在耶稣的旁边可是他竟然、啊、魔鬼已经进入他的心。
And what did Jesus do?
那耶稣他做了什么呢?
He denied his burdens.
哦,他舍了他的,哦,重担。
He denied his instinct for self-survival.
他舍了他的自我存活。
He denied his fears.
哦,他舍了他的惧怕。
He denied his troubled heart.
哦,他舍了他的忧虑的心。
He denied being angry at the pride of the disciples.
哦，他舍了哦，因着他门徒带给他的这些啊生气。
He denied the evil betrayer who sat before him.
他舍了那坐在他前面这一位背叛他的人。
And he took up the cross and washed the disciples' feet.
他背起了十字架，洗门徒的脚。
God's love is a cross.
神的爱是一个十字架。
And so he lovingly washed the disciples' feet.
所以他就、用慈爱来洗门徒的脚。
Only John tells us this story.
只有约翰跟我们讲这个故事。
Because it broke his heart.
因为他完全的破碎了他的心。
What a proud old sinner those disciples were.
那些门徒们是何等的、骄傲的罪人。
And here was the Lamb of God about to die.And yet he spent his last moments to serve his brothers and his sisters.
哦，神的羔羊马上就要为人受死，可是他却最后的时间，他来服侍了他的弟兄姐妹。
Now this was just one memory that the disciple whom Jesus loved had of the love that Jesus showed to his disciples throughout the 3.5 years they were together.
哦，这就是这一位主所爱的门徒。他在这个主耶稣跟门徒一起3.5年的时间里头他记得的一点这个记忆。
And it was especially important because right after he washed the disciples' feet, he said, now, here's what I want you to learn from what I just did.
他洗了门徒的脚之后他就跟他们说、我希望你们记得这个。
I want you to obey a new commandment that I give you, to love one another as I have loved you.
我要给你们一条新的命令，就是我要你们彼此相爱，就如同我爱你们一样。
And so the disciples had no misunderstanding of what it means to bear the cross of love.
叫门徒绝对不会、不认识、什么叫做背起十字架来爱。
Denying of self comes before taking up the cross.
舍己是在背十字架之前。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们翻到腓立比书第。
This is Paul's famous passage of the testimony of Jesus.
这保罗非常有名的关于耶稣的见证第二章。
And here as we read, we can see clearly how self must be denied. This is the way of the cross of love.
我们看见、这个爱的十字架之前一定需要有舍己。
We begin in verse 5 where it says,Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped and emptied himself.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己。
He took the form of a bondservant, was made in the likeness of men.
取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death of the cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And for this reason, God highly exalted him and gave him a name that is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Before Jesus could take up that cross on Calvary,
在主耶稣他在加略山上背十字架的以前。
We just look at these verses before us.
我们就看到这些经节。
First, he emptied himself of his throne and of his glory.
第一，他虚己，他就是舍去了他的宝座和他的荣耀。
Then it says he emptied himself by coming into the form of a man with all of its limitations of spirit, soul, and body and being limited in place and time.
然后我们看见他虚己，他成为人的样式，就是把自己放在一个他的灵魂跟体都受到限制的地方。
He did that so that a man could love a man.
他这样子做就是让人能够去爱另外一个人。
And then he became, by self-denial, a bondservant for us.
然后他虚己，他取了奴仆的形象。
Oh, what a life he lived.
他过了，他活了何等的生命。
He healed us.
他医治了我们。
He taught us.
他教导我们。
He called us.
他呼召我们。
He interceded for us.
他为我们代求。
He befriended us.
他叫为我们做朋友。
He was patient with us.
他对我们忍耐。
He was humbly forbearing with those disciples while they made mistake after mistake.
他宽容他的那些门徒，虽然他们一直的犯错。
This took great, great denial of self.
这是一个极大的舍己。
And finally, in this self-denying, he humbled himself and became obedient even to death on a cross.
然后他自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He said there in the garden as the guards came to get him that a legion of angels could come right now and deliver him. But he denied himself angelic relief.
当他在科西玛尼园的时候有兵丁来逮捕他 他却说我那个时候可以求神派十二营的天使来拯救可是他没有他舍己。
And then he denied himself His broken heart when his father turned away as he bore our sins on.
然后他舍己当他在十字架上天父都转眼不看他他也舍己。
And then just before he died, he denied himself and prayed, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
他也在十字架上的时候他也舍己他说父啊饶恕他们他们不知道他们所做的。
And therefore, from his side flowed the rivers of living water of eternal life for all those who believe.
所以从他的身旁就流出了那些他的宝血叫所有的信靠他的人都能够存活。
I think we can see the self-denial that preceded the cross that Jesus bore.
我想我们都可以看见主耶稣他在背十架之前他所做的他的舍己
And we know the love of God in our lives because of what Jesus did.
我们也知道因为耶稣所做的我们也可以看见我们生命里头神的爱。
But my last message to us in this regard is this.
我们在这一个主题上头我最后的信息是这样。
Jesus bore the cross of love for us.
主耶稣他为我们背了那爱的十字架。
And now he is commanding us.To deny ourselves, to manifest the love of God toward one another.
他现在也是勉励我们能够用这样子同样的舍己的背十字架来爱别人。
We all know from 1 John chapter 4 that famous saying, "We love because He first loved us."
我们从约翰一书知道那我们爱因为他先爱了我们。
In some English translations, they wrongly say, we love God because he first loved us.
在有一些英文版本里头是不正确。他们说我们爱神因为他爱我们。
Now, of course, that's true.
这的确是真的。
That's not what John says.
可是不是约翰说的。
I don't know what it says in Mandarin.
我不知道中文是怎么说。
Does it say we love God? Does it? Well, whether it does or doesn't, what John is really saying is this: we love God and one another because He first loved us.
可是约翰说的是我们爱神，你们也要彼此相爱。
As you'll know, the whole second part of John's first letter is about how we need to love one another, not just in words, but in deeds.
就是约翰他就说，我们不是只要在言语上头爱神，我们也要在行动上爱神。
Now we gather today, and we love our Lord.
我们今天聚集，我们都爱主。
We confessed our love for the Savior, we sang songs, and we sat at His table.
我们承认我们对他的爱，我们敬拜他，我们也在他的桌前聚集。
And then hopefully, we'll go from this place back home, desiring to live a life pleasing to our Lord.
然后我们也盼望能够离开这里的时候，我们是活出一个生命，是能够荣耀神的。
Do you love the Lord?
你爱主吗？
Then tomorrow morning, you will have a devotional time where you come to the Lord, maybe read a verse or two of Scripture, and pray and commit yourself to Him for the day.
然后这样子的话，你就明天早上有一些晨修、灵修，能够读一些话语，然后默想、祷告，把你的一天都把它交在他手里。
And then we have opportunities during the week to go to a Bible study so we could learn more about our Lord and about the will of God for us.
然后我们在周间的时候，我们也有机会可以查经，我们可以更多认识他的话语、他的道路。
And then we can seek during the week to walk by the Spirit and learn how to be holy and righteous before our God.
我们在周间我们也学习如何顺着圣灵的引导，让我们能够可以跟随我们的主。
And then I hope because you love the Lord, you work on your family relationships as well.
我也盼望你，因为你爱主的缘故，你也能够有更好的家庭的关系。
Work on loving your spouse, your children, or your parents, or siblings, whatever it may be, so that we could be a good testimony in our community.
所以盼望我们能够学习去爱我们的配偶、我们的家人、我们的儿女、我们的父母，让我们在这个地方我们能够见证神。
I hope you will do these things.
我盼望你能够做这些事。
But listen, those things I mentioned, which are so good, we're all for our own personal benefit.
可是我们刚才所讲的，其实都是为我们个人的一些利益。
But the Bible tells us that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 5:5.
可是圣经在罗马书第五章第五节，他说，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So when we got saved, something was poured out as it were from heaven. It was the love of God unto us.
所以我们在得救的时候，好像有一些东西从天上浇灌给我们，那就是神的爱。
And then there's a Greek word there that's hard to translate in English.
有一个希腊文是在英文不容易翻译的。But
the old word is shed abroad.
那个字就是浇灌。
It's trying to explain the two things that happened. The love of God was poured into our hearts. But the love of God was also poured through our hearts to others. This agape of God from heaven was never meant to come just into our hearts and stop.
这一个神的爱不是只是好像来到我们心里就停了。Why? 为什么呢?
Because that would just be getting love.
那个就是只是领受了这个爱。But
there is the giving love.
可是也有一个给予的爱。That
comes through us.
是要穿透过我们。And
so there's a greater purpose in that love of God coming into us.
所以神的爱领到我们有一个更大的一个意思。
It's for the loving of those beyond ourselves.
乃是要我们能够去爱那些超越我们的人。
Now this sounds good, doesn't it?
这听起来蛮好。
But it involves self-denial
at every step.
啊，可是在每一个阶段，我们都需要舍己。
It's easier to work on our personal Christian life than to work in the body of Christ to build up others.
啊，我们如果只是啊要建立自己个基督徒的生活啊是比较容易，可是你如果要建立整个啊基督的身体教会的话，是比较困难。
But the love of God is most powerful in us if we deny ourselves to serve others.
如果我们舍己去爱别人，哦，神的爱就能够流通。
It's a definite choice we have to take of self-denial before that love can flow.
啊，我们一定要学习舍己，这样子那个爱才能够流通。
And why is this so important?
啊，这个为什么这些重要呢？
Perhaps you say, well, I'd rather just get love. I need more love.
啊，你或许只会说，哦，我希望能够得到更多的爱，我需要爱。
But, you know, I'm not a good enough Christian to give yet, so I'll just get.
啊，我还不是一个足够好的基督徒，所以我只能够得到，我不能够给予。
No, but Paul tells us that there's something big happening.
可是保罗跟我们说，这里有一个更大的事情。
And it involves this love for one another.
啊，这就是我们彼此之间的那个爱。
It's found in Paul's prayer in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18.
哦，在以弗所书第一章十五节，我们看见这个保罗的是。
Now the Ephesians had first love for the Lord.
哦，这以弗所人他们哦得到了就是那起初的爱。
But Paul was praying for them for something bigger.
可是保罗为他们祷告，希望他们得到更大的。
He says that we need a revelation of Jesus.
他说你需要有那基督的启示。
We need a revelation of Jesus in his self-denying love.
我们需要有那耶稣他那舍己的爱的一个启示。
And so he says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling.What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe?
哦，所以他说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Now those are three things that can only be seen by a revelation from the Holy Spirit.
哦，这三件事情只有在哦圣灵的启示底下才看得见。
But I just want to mention about that second one that he says.
我只要提他提的第二件事。
I want you to see by revelation what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
我希望你可以在这个启示里头看见他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Listen, let's listen to what that means.
我们稍微思想一下。
The Lord has been given an inheritance.
主好像得到了一个基业。
He's like the King of Kings. He's been given a great inheritance.
他好像呢万王之王，他得到了一个基业。
What is it? Thrones?
这是一个宝座吗？
Crowns?
是荣耀吗？
A kingdom?
是不是一个国度？
It's more than that.
是超过这一些。
He's been given a bride.
他得到了一个心腹。
That's his inheritance.
这就是他的基业。
That's my inheritance for 62 years.
这也是我62年来的一个基业。
He's going to get a bride.
他要得到一个心腹。
That's when you say Jesus, what do you want more than anything else in the world?
你如果问耶稣，你要在从世界上，你更最希望得到什么？
He says, I want a bride.
他说他会说我要得到一个心腹。
God says, that's what I'm giving you is your inheritance.
神就说我要给你这一个基业。
The inheritance is the church.
这个基业就是这个教会。
Your brothers and sisters.
你的弟兄姐妹。
That's God's gift.
这就是神的恩赐。
Now, what do you see when you look around at God's gift?
当你左右看的时候，你看到了什么是神给你的呢？
Do you see the riches?
你看到了这些丰富。
Look at that brother or sister next to you. Do you see gold?
你看你左边或右边的弟兄姐妹，你有看到金子吗？
You see precious jewels?
你有没有看到像宝石一样？
You see pearls?
你有没有看到像珍珠一样？
Well, unless your eyes are opened by the Holy Spirit, you usually see a piece of coal.
如果眼睛没有被圣灵启示的话，你只看到也许是看到一个煤炭。
You look around, what do you see? A thorny person is always scratching you.
你只看到，譬如说身上都蛮有刺的人一直在刺你。
Look at us. Wood, hay, stubble.
你可以看到有些人就是像草木和蝎一样。
Lots of trouble.
非常多的。困难问题。
Maybe there's a few people in here.
也许有一些人在我们当
中。With diamonds in the rough.
他们好像是那些钻石蒙尘的。
But oh, if we could just see one another.
可是 我们如果能够看到彼此
，as God sees us，
哦，看到就如同神看我们。
You will not deny yourself unless you see the end.
你如果不看见这个启示的话，哦，你就不会舍己。
When John says, having loved his own that was in the world, he loved them to the end.
哦，约翰说他爱这个世界到底，他就爱他们的门徒到底。
It doesn't only mean he loved them all the way to Calvary.
哦，不是说他就一直把他们爱到这个是啊加略山。
It means that when he saw these sinner, imperfect disciples, he saw the end and their glory and their riches.
哦，就是说，当他看到这一群啊不完全的、是有罪的人的时候，他看到他们的结局，看到他们的荣耀。
Now, when we look at one another,
哦，当我们看到彼此的时候。
Look at your people around you or just think about them. You don't even have to look.
你或许不需要看，你只需要思想一下。
Now, are they really worth the time?
他们这个配我这些需要我花这些时间吗?
Come on, yeah, listen. Are they worth denying yourself for?
他们是配得我舍己吗?
It's a lot easier just to stay at home.
好像我就待在家里更容易。
Are you willing to deny yourself the energy? To help people.
你愿意舍己去花一些功夫精力在那些人身上吗?
Time spent talking to people who always ask crazy questions.
你要花时间去回答那些问一些很奇怪的问题的人。
You're willing to lose evenings that you'd rather sit at home and watch the telly.
你宁愿你不想要放弃你在家里头就是坐着看电视的时间。
Well, when you look around at one another, maybe you don't think it's worth it.
你如果彼此的观望的话，你或许觉得他对方不配得你。
But if the Holy Spirit opens your eyes,
可是如果圣灵开你的眼睛
and you see God's treasure in your brothers and sisters,
你如果看见在你的弟兄姐妹里头神的一个宝贝
then you will understand God's plan.
你就会比较认识神的计划
Listen to his plan.
你看看他的计划
He is going to use you to build up your brothers and sisters.
他会用你来建立你的弟兄姐妹
No, I mean you.
他就是在说你
not some guy comes up here and preaches or a responsible brother
不是一个上来讲道的或者是一个负责弟兄
no, you
不是的是你
only you can build up certain people
只有你能够建立起一些别的人
your love will strengthen certain sisters
你的爱能够坚固一些姐妹
your care will help certain brothers
你的关心能够帮助一些弟兄
I don't know if Well, how many of you, my dear brother Lee back there, I don't know how many of you have been around. I've been 81 years in this world.
我除了我们的后面的李弟兄之外，我在这个世上已经过了81年。
Can I tell you about our young people?
我可不可以跟你讲我们年轻人?
They're more insecure than any generation has ever been.
他们比任何一个以前的世代都要更不有安全感。
They're afraid of life.
他们害怕生命
afraid to get married
他们害怕结婚
afraid they won't find the right job
他们害怕没有得到好正确的工作
there's fear and insecurity
有一个恐惧不安全感
who's going to build them up
有什么人要能够建立他们呢
who's going to deny themselves to show them that Christ is the sum of all things in our life
有什么人愿意舍己跟他们说基督是我们的一切
God is waiting for the time, for the moment, when the church is full of Christ and Christ is all and in all.
神在等待一个时刻，就是当他能够在包括一切，基督也可以住在个人之内。
And then the Father can give this rich, glorious bride to his Son and say, here she is.
神也能够把心腹教会交在基督的手里。
A bride in your image.
这个心腹是在你的形象。
She's been conformed by your love, by your holiness, by your righteousness.
她已经被你的爱、你的圣洁、你的公义磨成了你的样式。
She has no more spot or wrinkle.
她没有任何的污点或者是皱纹。
Jesus is waiting for that.
主在等候这个。
But we have a problem, don't we?
可是我们的确有一个问题。
Because we're not denying ourselves.
哦，因为我们没有在舍己。
Our brothers and sisters aren't growing in Christ.
哦，弟兄姐妹没有在基督里成长。
You know, our problem is, where we think we're strong, we're weak.
哦，我们的问题就是，我们以为我们刚强的地方，其实我们是软弱的。
In the church today,
教会今天,
there's such problems.
哦，真是有这个问题。
Why?
为什么？
Because I know too much.
哦哦，我觉得我知道的很多。
I know too much doctrine.
我知道很多的教义。
Or I'm too righteous.
哦，我太公义了。
I criticize everybody.
哦，我能够批评每一个人。
Or I'm too self-centered.
哦，我太自义了。自我中心。
My emotions are too strong.
我的情感太丰富了。
I want everybody to be like me.
我希望每个人都像我一样。
My will is too strong.
我的意志太坚强。
Why can't everybody be like me?
为什么每个人不能够像我一样呢?
My mind is too strong.
我的意志太强。
What these stupid people, don't they understand?
哦，这些愚蠢的人，为什么他们不了解呢?
Because that's the way we are.
哦，因为这就是我们的样子。
We tear down one another.
我们彼此的撕裂。
And the church divides and divides and divides.
然后教会就分结党就分开。
I like this, you like that?
哦，我喜欢这个，你喜欢那个。
We cannot bear this cross of love unless we deny ourselves.
我们如果不能舍己的话，就不能背这个爱的十字架。
Now, I've been to many churches over 81 years.
我81年的生命里，我去过很多教会。
And most of them are a sad story.
大部分他们都是很悲哀的故事。
Because so many believers just come to get and have no care for giving.
因为太多的信徒来只是为了要得着而没有愿意给予。
Now, I don't have to point anybody out, but you know, there's some people who've been coming here for years, and I bet they haven't put $100 in the offering plate.
我相信有许多人他们来许多年，可是他们也许连没有放什么钱到那个奉献箱。
Because I just come to get.
因为我来就是要得着。
I'm hoping I get a message. It'll help me be a better Christian.
我愿意听到一些信息，让我成为一个更好的基督徒。
And here are people all around of you. Some people, marriage is breaking up.
可是在我们当中有许多一些婚姻它破裂的。
Some people have physical problems, need help and care.
他们有一些问题需要人关心。
Many of us need prayer.
我们许多人都需要被祷告。
But see, taking this lowest place is very tough.We need to deny ourselves.
可是降在一个最低的一个地方是需要我们舍己的。
Tuesday night, prayer meeting.
在礼拜二晚上的祷告会。
Now you know you have to deny yourself to go to prayer meeting.
你知道你一定需要舍己才能够去祷告会。
Even if it's just online.
甚至是只是在线上。
But now you plug in, now you're online.
你现在电脑插上，你现在可以上线。
But you're not going to pray.
可是你不要祷告。
You're going to hear what other people are praying.
你就听别人祷告。
Or you're going to pray by yourself.
或者是你个人祷告。
So you don't need to tune in.
所以你不需要真的去听。
But to come to this meeting, you have to deny yourself to Tuesday night football. I don't know what's on Tuesday night.
可是有的时候你确实需要去看这个礼拜二晚上的足球。
Maybe that's too much self to deny.
这或许是太大的自己你需要去舍弃。
You go to a Bible study, but maybe they'll ask you a question. Nah, I don't want to answer any questions. I better not go.
或许是查经的时候，我不想去，因为他们或许会问我问题。
Suddenly, you must do some shopping.
所以你好像需要去购买一些东西。
Can't go to Bible study.
我不想要去查经。
But you know, every time we gather on Sunday, it's difficult. We have a difficult time.
我们每一次主日聚集的时候，我们有一个困难的时间。
Because for number one, we have some old people in here who can hardly hear, and then we have some little babies who can't stop squawking while we take bread together.
我们有一些年长的他们也需要祷告有一些年轻的他们就喜欢尖叫。
Now we need to follow the manual of the easy church.And kick all the little kids and put them upstairs.
我们要学习那些很 那些教会他们有一规矩，就是把那些小孩子统统都赶到楼上去。
Now the mamas don't have to wrestle with the child while we're breaking bread.
哦，这样子我们在剥饼的时候，妈妈就不需要照顾小孩子。
Have a special meeting downstairs for the old people.
哦，也许这些年长的可以在楼下有一个特别的聚会。
And you turn up the volume, huh? What? And then everybody can.
你可以把声音都放大，这样他们都可以听到。
And we only sing the old songs.
他们只唱那些最老的歌。
But we got trouble.
哦，那我们有问题了。
Isn't it funny what God has designed?
神他所设计的是不是何等奇妙？
We meet here every Sunday and we have three languages.
我们在这里聚会都有三个语言。
Well, we have English and Mandarin and Portuguese and probably some other languages.
我们有英文，有中文，有葡萄牙语，还有别的语言。
Listen, it's so much easier. Let's have a...Total Chinese church.
为什么我们不有一个完全是中文的教会呢？
Now we have to have Mandarin in our meetings.
我们当中需要有中文。
Why?
为什么？
Because the Lord is saving people who only can speak Mandarin right now.
因为神要拯救一些只会讲中文the人。
So we can't say, sorry, you can't come to the meeting.
所以我们不能够跟一个人说对不起，你不能够来我们聚会。
But it does mean that people who only know English, they have to deny themselves to come.
所以那些讲英文的，他们需要舍己才能够来。
Now thank God we have somebody translate whenever there's prayers.
所以我们感谢主，在祷告的时候有人翻译。
But still, it's easier to go to English-speaking church.
可是如果去一个完全是一样英文的，那一定是更容易了。
It's tough to come here.
来这里是困难的。
I'm so old. I actually like it.
我这么年长，可是我却喜欢。
Because if somebody prays a long prayer in Chinese, I can snore a little bit.
因为如果有人祷告成文长祷告得很强的话，我甚至可以打个瞌睡。
Then I wake up with the translation, so I'm okay.
然后翻译的时候我再醒过来，所以我没有关系。
But what about for the sake of the young people?
可是为了年轻人呢？
If they don't feel home, they will leave.
如果他们不觉得他们是归属家的感觉，他们会离开。
I've been to so many assemblies where all they have is Chinese adults and no more kids.
我去过许多的聚会，他们只有一些中文讲中文的大人，可是却没有孩子。
Now they have a wonderful meeting. They worshipped all the Mandarin.
他们有美好的敬拜，他们完全是用中文来敬拜。
But the kids are gone.
可是孩子们都不见了。
If the Lord doesn't come back, what will this fellowship be like in 20 years?
如果主不回来的话，这一个聚会它在20年之内会变成什么样子？
It will be your children, all English speaking.
就会是你的孩子们，他们都是讲英文的。
We may still need to have the earphones for some people who speak Mandarin.
或许我们需要一些耳机能够听那些专门讲中文的人。
And of course, right now we live in an area where the population is quite strong.
我们住在这个地区是有许多的很多的这样的人口。
So it's easy to not think about the self-denial involved to make the children feel at home.
所以。为了这些年轻人要能够有归属感，我们需要能够舍己。
因为 you remember how this whole thing came about in the Church of Antioch, right?
你大概还记得在安提亚的教会是如何？
I think you've heard that story before.
你大概听过这个故事。
Christianity was totally Jewish.
基督教几乎完全是犹太人。
Until they got to Antioch.
一直到他们到了安提阿。
And Antioch had four quarters of the city.
安提阿它有这个城市分成四个部分。
There was the Jewish quarter.
有那犹太人区。
That's where the first Christians were.
那就是那些开始的基督徒。
Nobody else knew about Jesus because they spoke in Aramaic.
别人都不知道耶稣，因为他们讲是亚兰话。
Another quarter of the city were Syrians. That is the local people of the area of Antioch. They spoke Syrian.
还有一个地区是叙利亚人，他们讲的是这个亚兰文。
And then there was a third area where they spoke Latin because it was a Roman colony and they had many people there from Rome who speak Latin.
所以另外一区呢，都是一些罗马人，他们是讲拉丁文。
And then the fourth quarter was the Greeks.
还有另外一个地区是那些希腊人。
And the gospel started saving the Greeks, the Syrians, the Romans, as well as the Jews.
然后呢，福音就开始拯救那些罗马人、犹太人、这个罗马人、那个希腊人。
Boy, everybody had to deny themselves.
哦，所以每一个人都需要舍己。
Because the Greeks are eating, pulled pork sandwich, and the Jews don't eat pork.
哦，因为那些犹太人，那些希腊人，他们吃一些猪肉的一些食物，可是犹太人他们不吃猪肉。
But you know what they decided to do?
所以你知道他们决定什么呢？
In the marketplace in Antioch,
在安提亚的市场，
the people spoke kind of broken Greek.
哦，那些人他们就讲一个好像很破烂、破碎的一个希腊人。
That's the way they did business.
这就是他们做生意的。
Whether you were Jewish, whether you were Syrian, in the marketplace, when you're buying fish, you have to speak broken Greek.
所以你是叙利亚人，或者是你是犹太人，你在市场的时候，你需要讲那个希腊话。
And you know what God did?
你知道神做了什么吗？
He had the New Testament written in broken Greek.
神就用这个 破碎的希腊文来写了新约。
Not fancy Greek.
哦，不是一个很华丽的希腊文。
When I was in college, I studied fancy Greek.
哦，我在大学的时候，我学了这个很华丽的希腊文。
I read the philosophers. Fancy Greek.
我读了关乎这些哲学家的这个很华丽的希腊文。
Then when I studied the New Testament in Greek, I said, "What is this? This is crummy Greek."
所以当我读到新约的时候，我却发觉这个却是一个很破碎的希腊文。
But it was a language they all could agree on.
可是这一个语言确实他们完全能够通用的。
Now our marketplace here is English.
我们这个市场是用英文。
Now a number of you probably who only pray in Mandarin actually in the marketplace speak English.
你们当中有一些人用中文祷告的，也许你在市场的时候你是用英文。
Are you willing to deny yourself?
你愿意舍己吗?
I know you're much more at home in speaking Mandarin.
我知道你用中文祷告当然是非常的顺口。
But for the sake of the children?
可是为了孩子的缘故。
Maybe so we could feel like we were one family.
也许我们可以感觉到我们是一家人。
So this is a kind of self-denial that will make us one.
这种就是一种舍己能够让我们合一。
We have such precious young people in this fellowship.
在我们聚会当中有何等宝贵的年轻人。
I'm so jealous. I wish I could be here in 20 years, but I would be 100 years old.
我真是盼望能够在20年之内再看他们，可是我已经会100岁了。
But I hope you don't lose one of them.
我希望你们不会丧失任何一位。
I want to see them grow up to be responsible brothers and sisters.
我希望他们每一个人都可以成长成为负责任的弟兄。
And the language they speak, and this fellowship will be much, much more English.
他们这一个聚会就会就是讲英文。
But God, just to give us a little test.
Well,
every time we preach the gospel down in the downtown Main Street, Chinese people will be saved and they'll have to speak Mandarin.
所以神好像给我们一个小的试验。每次我们去传福音的时候，有一些人得救，可是他们只会说中文。
But you see, this is what we're talking about.
这就是我们所说的。
This denying ourselves to build up the body of Christ.
就是舍己来建立神的身体。
And I just mentioned one more.
我再提一件。
I think all of you know. You have to deny yourself to take up the cross and be a witness to the lost people.
我知道你们大家都知道，你们需要舍己背起十字架来向这个世人见证。
Do you find it easy to go out into the marketplace, preach the gospel?
你觉得你去这些市场去传福音容易吗？
There's some people who are gifts of evangelists, and it's easy for them.
有一些人他们有传道的恩赐对他们或许是容易的。
But for you, maybe you have to deny yourself.
可是正对于你，你或许需要舍己。
But that's how people get saved.
可是这就是人得救的方法。
Even in your own family.
甚至在你自己的家里。
Some of you don't witness to your own relatives.
有一些你们没有跟你们自己的家人传福音。
No, I think you should deny yourself.
我觉得你应当舍己。
Ask God to give you some words to say.
求神把一些话语放在你里面。
It's very important.
这是非常重要。
You cannot bear the cross of love unless we deny self.
你如果不舍己的话，你没有办法背起爱的十字架。
So So when Jesus gathered his disciples together in Mark chapter 8,
所以耶稣把他的门徒聚在一起在马可福音第八章,
he said, it says in Mark chapter 8 verse 34,
哦, 在第八章的34节,
he summoned the crowd and his disciples, and he said to them, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说, 若有人要跟从我, 就当舍己, 背起他的十字架来跟从我。
We know the Holy Spirit will take us into uncomfortable circumstances.
我们知道圣灵会带我们进入一些让我们不舒适的环境。
But that's where the love of God can be poured out from our hearts.
可是那个时候就是神的爱可以从我们心里头浇灌出来。
So I want to finish by reading a couple of scriptures we all know, and I want to test you, see if you can find the hidden cross of love.
所以我想要用一些我们熟悉的经节来结束，我希望你可以看见这里头有没有那爱的十字架。
There's three passages where Paul takes up the practical matters of living together.
保罗他有提到就是 一些非常实际的事情,当我们住在一起,
well, let's just look at a couple of them.
Ephesians
chapter 4, verse 1. Paul has taken us up into the heavenly places about Christ.
And
now listen to this passage that Paul writes.
你听保罗所说的,
now therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
我为主被囚的劝你们,既然蒙召,行事为人,就当与蒙召的恩相称,
with all humility,
凡事谦虚,
and gentleness,
温柔,
patience,
忍耐,
showing tolerance for one another in love,
用爱心互相宽容,
being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit and a bond of peace.
当用和平彼此联络,竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Do you see the self-denial there?
你有没有看见在这里的舍己?
For the church as it gathers, as it fellowships?
为了教会聚集他们的聚会。
It takes self-denial to be humble.
你需要舍己才能够谦虚。
Some people are very proud how humble they are.
有一些人他们觉得他们非常谦虚就变得很骄傲。
But to be truly humble,
可是你要真的谦虚的话,
this is how we can help our brothers and sisters.
这就是我们如何能够爱弟兄姐妹。
Or let's turn to another one, in Philippians chapter 2.
或者是腓立比书第二章,
we read the section where Jesus had this mind of emptying himself, becoming a man and a servant and dying on the cross.
我们看见耶稣他虚己,他死在十字架上。
But listen to the self-denial that brings about the cross of love.
可是我们听一下这个舍己,就把这个十字架的爱带出来。
In Philippians 2, verse 1.
第二章的第一节,
therefore, if there's any encouragement in Christ, if there's any comfort of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, if there's any affection and compassion,
在基督里若有什么劝勉,爱心有什么安慰, 圣灵有什么交通, 心中有什么慈悲怜悯,
make my joy complete by being of the same mind. Now, how tough is that? Being of the same mind. Maintaining the same love. United in spirit and intent on one purpose. Wow, the church that denies itself just those four things is a church overflowing with the love of God.
你们就要意念相同,这是不是很困难的意念相同,爱心相同,有一样的心思,有一样的意念,使我的喜乐可以满足,这样神的爱就充满在教会里。
Paul placed, put those things in a very positive way, right?
保罗他把这些事情放得非常的正面。
But some people can't understand the positive stuff. It goes in one ear and out the other.
可是有些人他们听不见正面的事。
So now Paul mentions some negative things. Where we have to deny ourselves.
我们需要舍己。
He says, now, do nothing from selfishness. Uh-oh.
他说凡事不可结党。
Or empty conceit and pride.
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
but with humility of mind. Regard one another as more important than yourself.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Wow. That brother or sister right next to you is more important than you are.
哦，那个在你旁边的弟兄姐妹比你还要重要。
If you deny yourself, you will love them much.
你如果舍己的话，你就能够更多的爱他们。
And look at verse 4. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest. Now that's easy to do.
哦，个人不要第四节，个人不要单顾自己的事，这好像很容易。
But also for the interests of others.
哦，也要顾别人的事。
Self-denial comes before we can bear the cross of love.
哦，舍己需要发生在我们能够背主耶稣的这个十字架之前。
Let me just finish by giving a brief story.
哦，我结束的时候我就提到一个很短的故事。
How many of you know what happened on August 13th? 1727.
有多少人知道1727年的8月13号发生了什么事?
How many of you would know if I said this was in among the Moravians?
有多少人知道这是发生在那些摩亚维亚的弟兄当中的事?
Now how many of you know who the Moravians are? Do you know who they are?
有什么人知道那些摩亚维亚是什么人呢?
Wonderful Christians.
他们是美好的基督徒。
Who lived in Germany.
他们住在德国。
And it says on that day, August 13th, 1727, they had the Moravian Pentecost.
他们在1727年的8月13号，那些摩尔维亚的弟兄，他们有一个像是五旬节一样的经历。
Now, wouldn't we love to have a flushing Pentecost?
我们何等能愿意有一个法拉盛的五旬节。
Now, what it happened on taking communion, the breaking bread on Sunday.
它发生在当他们聚集擘饼的时候。
But here's what happened in the background.
这个背景呢是这样子。
Count Zinzendorf was a rich man who had a castle and some property.
那个辛辛道夫他是一个很有钱的人，他有一个城堡，他有很多财产。
And there were many Christian born-again people who were being persecuted by the Catholics, and they all came from all over and came to live in this town in Germany.
有许多重生得救的基督徒，他们被天主教徒迫害，他们就逃到这个地方来居住。
300 families.
有300个家庭。
All living in Flushing.
都住在法拉盛。
Well, the town there was Herrnhut.
那个村叫做 Herrnhut 或者是守望村。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是何等的美好。
All Christians.
都是基督徒。
But they were fighting like dogs and cats.
可是他们彼此互相彼此相咬像狗和猫。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they spoke Czechoslovakian.
因为他们有一些人读
Polish.
讲这个捷克话。
Some spoke German.
波兰话。
Some spoke French.
德文法文。
They were from all over Europe.
他们是从欧洲各地来。
They say, what's he saying?
他在讲什么呢?
Why don't you speak in Czechoslovakian like me?
为什么你不像我一样说捷克话呢?
They had different hymn books.
他们有不同的诗歌本。
They were fighting over hymn books.
他们在彼此争吵这个诗歌本。
They had different doctrines.
他们有不同的教义。
Some of them were Anabaptists.
有一些是浸润派。
Some of them were Pentecostals.
有一些是五旬节派。
And they were fighting.
他们就在彼此的争论。
And they fought so much that Count Zinzendorf, this was his property, he made some rules.
他们争吵到一个地步这个辛辛道夫他就列下一些规矩。
It's called the brotherly agreement.
这叫做弟兄们之间的一个协议。
Now, if you're going to stay in this town, number one, no more fighting.
你如果要待在这个地方你不能够再彼此争吵。
Number two, we will pray together every day.
第二我们每一天都要
彼此祷告。Number three, number four, he wrote these rules, you had to sign it to stay.
所以第三第四条所以你需要签名才能够留下来。
So the people signed.
所以那些人就签名。
And they came together to take communion.
然后他们就一起聚集来擘饼。
But something happened.
然后就发生一件事。
The leading brothers,
那些负责的弟兄,
got some water and started washing the people's feet.
他们拿了一些水来洗他们的脚,门徒的脚。
And the people started crying.
然后有些人就开始哭。
And the people started repenting of their fighting.
许多人就开始认罪悔改他们的罪。
And by the time several hours passed,
哦, 然后过了几个小时,
everyone was on their knees.
哦,
and they were baptized into one group.
哦,
one of the brothers says, this was the day we learned how to love.
哦, 有一个弟兄说,
and you know what happened?
你知道发生什么呢?
This started a prayer meeting.
哦, 就开始了一个祷告会,
24 hours a day.
哦, 乃是全天候的,
and it lasted for 100 years.
哦, 一共持续了100年,
such was the love that they had for one another.
哦,
now it's never easy living together, serving together.
哦, 我们一起生活, 一起服侍,
and I commend you for your patience with me.
我也真是, 感谢主你这样子的忍耐我。
Brothers and sisters, your whole life begins when you deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus right into the church to wash one another's feet.
所以当你能够舍己, 能够背起主的十字架, 能够进入教会, 能够洗彼此洗脚的时候, 你就看见神的爱。
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell.
神的爱是远远的超过笔墨能够形容。
The love of God, how rich and pure.
神的爱是何等的单纯。
It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
它完全能够在圣徒跟天使的称颂里。
When the dear old disciple of love, that is John the Apostle, the last preached sermon he ever preached was in Ephesus.
这个圣徒就是约翰,他最后讲的信息是在以弗所。
They let him go from exile on the Isle of Patmos. He came back to Ephesus, spent his last days there before he died, a very old man.
海岛那边被放逐，可是后来他在死以前，他们让他回到以弗所，他在那里过了他最后的日子。
They had to carry his old body into the meeting, and when he came in, everybody began to cry.
当他们把他抬进那个聚会的时候，他一进来，大家就开始哭。
Everybody loved this old Apostle John.
因为每个人他们都爱这一位年长的。
They asked him, please, brother, please preach a gospel sermon to us.
他说,弟兄啊,请你跟我们说神的信息。
And the last words he ever spoke to the brothers and sisters in Ephesus.
他跟这个以弗所的弟兄姐妹说的最后的信息。
Beloved, love was love.
他说,亲爱的弟兄,你们要彼此相爱。
That's the greatest message that could ever be preached.
这个是他能够传扬的最美的信息。
It's more important than the doctrines that you learn.
这是比我们学到的任何教义都要重要的。
Love one another.
彼此相爱。
And so we deny ourselves this day.
所以我们今天就学习舍己。
And pray that the love of God would pour from our hearts toward one another.
愿意神的爱真是浇灌我们的，也能够传到我们弟兄姐妹。
As the Holy Spirit transforms us all from glory to glory into the image of Jesus.
所以圣灵把我们从荣耀带到荣耀，成为基督的形象。
Bear the cross of love.
我们背起那爱的十字架。
Let's have a few prayers before we go.
我们结束以前，我们有一些祷告。
This wonderful message of love. Yes, you loved us first, and